Welcome to the Lent Meditation and Worship Series with Westside Church. Our hope is that this time can be a breath of fresh air as we journey towards Easter together. Let us begin today by pausing for a moment and focusing our attention to Jesus. May we be expectant of the movement of the Holy Spirit in our time together. If you are able to, close your eyes, hold out your hands in front of you. Take a deep breath in and out, and another in and out. One of the last and longest prayers of Jesus took place just days before his death. This week we are taking a deeper look at this last prayer. John chapter 17, verses 6 through 12. I have revealed you to the ones you gave me from this world. They were always yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything I have is a gift from you, for I have passed on to them the message you gave me. They accepted it and know that I come from you, and they believe you sent me. My prayer is not for the world, but for those you have given me, because they belong to you. All who are mine belong to you, and you have given them to me, so they bring me glory. Now I am departing from the world. They are staying in this world, but I am coming to you. Holy Father, you have given me your name. Now protect them by the power of your name so that they will be united just as we are. During my time here, I protected them by the power of the name you have given me. I guarded them so that not one was lost except the one headed for destruction, as the scriptures foretold. As Jesus continues in his prayer, he prays specifically for believers. He prays for those that belong to the Father. When Jesus was on earth, he always pointed back to the Father. We know God because of what Jesus reveals about him. In this moment of the prayer, there is an intertwining of believers into the hands of God the Father and the Son. We can take heart knowing that as we put our hope and trust in him, that all he has and is, and all he said and did, and all he is doing and will do, all are of God. Jesus asks for protection over his sheep as the good shepherd because he can no longer stay in the same way. He knows it will be different soon and still longs for us to be united with God. One of Jesus' other most famous prayers is found in Matthew 6 and Luke 11 when he teaches the disciples how to pray. We can learn so much from looking at Jesus' rhythm of prayer in his life. He often went away to be alone, to talk to the Father. Do you have a rhythm of prayer in your life? What could you do to strengthen this as a practice? Today we are going to partake in a liturgical prayer with the Lord's Prayer and pray as Jesus taught us. When you don't have the words to pray, you can always start here. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Where we have chosen our way over yours, forgive us. Where we have closed off our hearts or our doors, Lord, help us. Jesus, unify our hearts. Jesus, knit together our hearts. Make us one like you are one. Make us one like you. Bringing glory, honor, praise to you. Bringing glory, honor, praise to you. Where we have chosen hatred or strife, Lord, help us. Where we have judged or condemned, O Jesus, forgive us. Jesus, unify our hearts. Jesus, knit together our hearts. And make us one like you are one. Make us one like you. Bringing glory, honor, praise to you. Bringing glory, honor, praise to you. When they see us, may they know that we belong to you. When they see us, may they know your love for them is true. When they see us, may they know that we belong to you. When they see us, may they know your love for them is true. Make us one like you are one. Make us one like you. Bringing glory, honor, praise to you.